Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
All right, Benny and Mal here.
Yeah.
We're teasing out a few demanding dilemmas for you. Big word, isn't it? Dilemma. It just means having a difficult choice to make.
You choose, like whether to have a lovely crunchy apple or a delicious banana.
Good example, Mal. And you might not know this, but an ethical dilemma is a difficult choice about the right thing to do.
You choose. To give you an idea of an ethical dilemma, imagine if there was only one banana left and your little sister wanted it too. Who gets it? You or her?
And here's where it gets really interesting. Some ethical dilemmas are about difficult choices we have to make about how we use science.
You choose. Dilemmas about science? Not sure I get what you mean there.
Science is all around us. It helps us do a massive amount of stuff. But just because we can do some things, well, doesn't mean we should.
Yeah, just because you could take the banana doesn't mean you should. Imagine your poor little sister. Ah, I wanted the banana!
All right, calm down, mate.
You choose.
Hang on a minute.
Files deleted.
Great. That's the end of that sound effect now, Mal. Right, let's talk about human enhancements. And to do that, let's just pop into the 22nd century for a moment. Yikes! It's an army of robots. Or are they people?
They're genetically superior, intelligent people with titanium-reinforced bodies.
They're pretty good-looking too, aren't they?
Yeah, every single one of them is gorgeous. Are you sure we are on Earth?
Well, it's one version of Earth where science has enabled everyone to enhance their bodies. Strengthening their bodies with titanium, maybe. Or improve their intelligence with drugs. Anything that makes them able to do things that humans can't normally do. They'll be able to run faster, think faster, and maybe live longer too.
What's wrong with that? Wouldn't we all like to be beautiful bionic brain boxes if we could?
It's not that simple, is it? Who gets to have all these treatments? If some people have them and others don't, it's not very fair, is it?
Well, life isn't fair, Benny.
Cynical? Think of it this way. In sports, athletes aren't allowed to use drugs to enhance their performance. There are loads of tests to check that no one has an advantage like that. It's considered to be cheating. Also, all these enhancements aren't likely to be cheap, so does that mean only rich people get to have them?
I see what you mean, but if I had the money, why shouldn't I be able to go and buy myself some super speedy legs or brain turbo tablets? I'm not doing anyone else any harm.
In a way, you have a point. Maybe people should be allowed to do what they want if the treatments are available, but imagine, if some human enhancements could be done in a baby's tiny cells and genes before it's even born. These might be changing the DNA inside the cells to give the baby more resistance to certain diseases, stronger characteristics, and even decide what colour eyes the child will have. And whilst you have a choice, a baby doesn't. Is that right?
Tricky one, Matt. But are they going to care if, as a result, they're better looking, healthier, and stronger than they would have been?
Perhaps not, but also, it's very hard to say whether these changes would be such an advantage as people age. There isn't enough research. Maybe the changes could even risk people's health in ways that we don't even know about yet.
Well, you're putting me off now. I think I'd want to know the risks before deciding what to have.
Very sensible. So, as you can see, it's a right old dilemma.
A demanding dilemma. A positive, brain-busting, bioethical bamboozler. I wonder which side you'll agree with.
You choose.
Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.